This VOA News, I'm Joe Palca.
This is for the record. Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt. Shut up.
The unverified voice of someone claiming to be the family's grandfather as a horrific scene unfolds in Mexico. At least six children and three women from a U.S. Mormon family have been killed in an ambush. The victims were members of the LeBaron family, U.S. citizens who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region, that according to the security minister Alfonso Durazo. According to family members, the attack occurred when family members were traveling in three separate vehicles on a dirt road. Durazo also said that police and army troops are searching for a missing child. U.S. President Donald Trump quickly began applying more pressure on Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador to crack down on armed drug groups. He tweeted, "If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the U.S. stands ready, willing, and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively." U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that the United States remains concerned about reports of China's harsh treatment of relatives of Uyghur Muslim activists and survivors of Chinese internment camps. In a statement released by the State Department, Pompeo said the U.S. is still deeply troubled by reports that the Chinese government has reportedly harassed, imprisoned, or arbitrarily detained family members of Uyghur Muslim activists and survivors of Xinjiang internment camps who have made their stories public. The top U.S. diplomat said some of the abuses occurred shortly after meetings with senior State Department officials. Over the past few years, China has established complexes in Xinjiang that it maintains or vocational training centers designed to combat terrorism and extremism. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo facility. But before that, transcripts released by the House Intelligence Committee of a former ambassador to Ukraine are causing a Washington stir. Sagar Magani has more.
House investigators are set to release more impeachment interview transcripts today after giving the first inside look at the closed hearings. Yesterday's release was chilling. A transcript of Marie Yovanovitch recounting the campaign to fire her as the U.S. ambassador in Ukraine, including warnings from Ukrainian officials to watch her back as President Trump and allies pushed for Ukraine to help them politically. Yovanovitch said she was shocked that in a July call with Ukraine's leader, the president called her bad news and said she's going to go through some things. The president yesterday,
"I'm sure she's a very fine woman. I just don't know much about her."
Today, Democrats plan to release a transcript of European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland, whom Yovanovitch says urged her to tweet support for the president, telling her, "You need to go big or go home." Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo facility. The latest steps in that go against what it agreed to in a 2015 agreement on its nuclear program. Bronwyn Benito has this for VOA.
Rouhani said in his televised address that all steps Iran has taken so far are reversible if the other nuclear deal parties uphold their commitments to provide Iran relief from economic sanctions. The U.S. Treasury Department Monday rolled out new sanctions against Tehran, adding to the more than 1,000 already imposed on Iran's oil exports, banks, financial transactions, and military leadership of the Islamic Republic. Ali Akbar Salehi, head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, told state television Iran is operating centrifuges able to process uranium much faster than those Iran was allowed to use under the nuclear deal. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Afghanistan and Pakistan have traded charges of harassment of their diplomats serving in each other's capitals, prompting Islamabad to halt its consular operations in Kabul until further notice. The latest diplomatic dispute between the neighbors erupted Sunday when Pakistan complained that its diplomatic staff, while going to work this week, had been obstructed on the road, and the embassy vehicles were also hit by motorcycles in the Afghan capital. Pakistan's foreign ministry said it had summoned the Afghan charge d'affaires to convey Islamabad's concerns. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.